Action. Hi. James Mingvid. You're used to me talking about English, grammar, conversation lessons, and whatnot. Today, we're going to do something a little different. I want you to maximize your learning from not just Mingvid, but from YouTube. And there are some features on there that I don't think you're aware of, that by the time I'm done, you'll understand how to use them. And then I'm going to teach you how to actually watch our videos to get your maximum learning capacity or your ability to learn. Are you ready? It's a small adventure, so let's get started, shall we? As you can see, E is over here, and he's saying, "Yeah, look at me!" And there are these strange buttons. Now, some of you are completely aware of what they are, and some of you don't know. And unfortunately, if you don't know, you're missing out on some of the best tools to help you learn how to learn English, or anything on YouTube, right? But especially for Mingvid, this is helpful. Now, there are three buttons that I want to discuss with you, and then after, I'm going to give you a kind of detailed approach on how to use our videos so you can learn as much as you can. Let's take a look at the buttons. First thing is CC. You'll notice where that's located here. Now, do keep in mind that depending on what machine you're using, and over time, YouTube changes where these things are, but they should essentially be here. And at this time, when I'm taking the video or making the video, it's in this position here. So remember, if you've got an app or a different type of system, it might be a little differently placed, but essentially it will be the same. CC means closed captioning. For some of you, that means subtitles. Those are the words that are appearing underneath when I'm speaking, okay? Now, why do you need to know that? Well, it depends on what kind of student you are. I personally don't like when students use subtitles if they're a higher level because it handicaps them or it makes it difficult. Because they tend to read or they have the habit of reading instead of actually listening. But if you're new to the language and you don't know any of the words, and there's a lot of words that you don't know, it's a good thing to have subtitles so you can read along with the speaker, and that helps you to understand. So you can use the CC button to turn on the captions. Now, if you're a senior or a seasoned Mingvid watcher, perhaps you want to turn them off a little bit to challenge yourself, see how good you are. So you can listen to the speaker, write down notes, see if you got it correctly, and then turn back on the closed captioning to see if you've done a good job. Cool. All right. So that's closed captioning. It is the text at the bottom, sometimes called subtitles. The next one is this funny looking thing. It's called a gear. If you know anything about watches or cars, these are the things with teeth that join and they move. Why do they move? Because they have several operations. The one operation we want to talk about is actually the speed setting. This is especially good for people who want to increase their comprehension or improve on their listening skills. If it's not a comprehension, just catching the language. You'll press the gear button, and once you go in there, there are several options. The only one I'm going to speak about right now is speed. This one's for you. Go to the settings, or the gear, and press speed. You'll notice you can go faster or slower. So you can have the video talk like this, or it can go incredibly slowly, depending on what you need. Now, if you want to once again challenge yourself, speed it up a little for about the first minute or so. The speaker will be doing this, but when you slow it to normal speed, the speaker will seem to speak slowly, and you'll get used to hearing a faster speed, and it will become natural for you. However, if you're just learning, and sometimes like me, come on, it's James, right? He speaks too fast. I hear this comment every day. Go to the slower speed, and then I will go slower and make it much easier for you to understand every word I'm saying. The rest of you, you're not crazy. I am now speaking to the new people, okay? This is an amazing button that will help you with your learning, okay? Great. So if we've got that, let's go to the third option. For some people, it's not a big deal, but listen, while we're here, why don't we learn? This is the full screen button. You'll notice it's up here on the outside. If you click that, I will go from here to here. That's right. The picture will get bigger and I will take up the whole screen. Sometimes that's really helpful because sometimes you guys, and I know it's true, my writing looks like this to you. You're like, what the hell did he just write? I can't read it. Well, on full screen, the writing becomes this. So it's a thing you might want to use if it's hard to read anything that we've written on the board. Okay? So let's go over that. A quick little synopsis or a quick little recap. That means to go over the lesson to make sure we understand it. Closed captioning is for the words, right, on the bottom of the screen. The gear or the settings we can use for speed, to speed up or slow down if necessary. And the full screen is to make me big or make me small, right? Now, that was the first part of the lesson. We're going to click over, and then I'm going to come back into how to watch Ingvid videos to get the most for you. Are you ready? Okay, guys, so now let's work on making the information you get for Ingvid much more effective for you. Are you ready? Let's go to the board. I have four simple steps that I think will help you learn faster and better and more effectively. So first thing I want you to do is watch the whole thing nonstop. What does that mean? I know that I speak quickly, or some of the concepts that the other teachers might say to you may be difficult, but just wait a second, just watch the whole video. You may not understand it right away, but I can almost guarantee by the time you finish the other three steps, it will make more sense to you. All right? So watch it right away. This is to get what I call a global comprehension, or to understand the video basically. You won't get everything, but at the end you'll go, okay, they're talking about adverbs, or okay, they're talking about conversation skills. You'll get that. But now when we want to get the details, I want you to do this part. Watch the video again. This time, make notes on what you think is important to you. It doesn't have to be for me, but for you, to help you remember. Or if you have questions like, why did the teacher say this and didn't say that? Or why was this left out? Make sure you write these down, because this will help you with the third part, okay? So you've watched it once just to get an overview, a general look at it. The second time you got more specific by stopping where you needed to in order to write down important parts to help you remember, or things where you have questions about. Take that paper that you have now with your notes and we'll do the third part. If you still have questions, go to the Ingvid website. Now, some of you will be there already because you're on Ingvid regularly. But we know that a lot of you come from YouTube to watch our videos. So I'm telling you now, go down, subscribe, look at it. There's a button and you can go directly to Ingvid. So go to ingvid.com, okay? I usually say it at the end of the video, but go to ingvid.com, go to the site, and there's a section for the video you've watched. You can put it in, and then you can write a comment in the comment section. Here's the cool part. When you do that, there are other students who are studying what you're doing. They often talk to each other, and some of them I've watched give suggestions or give notes or explain it to help you out. So they can help you with your questions, right? Or, you know, they might share the same kind of idea you have, like this was really important or I like this about it. It's kind of cool. You can get international people to help you learn, just like a classroom, your own classroom, all right? Now, after you've done that and your questions have been answered, what I highly suggest is then you do the quiz. Why? Because if your questions have answered, you think you have a really good understanding, you should do really well in the quiz. Please remember that when you take the quiz, 70% is the benchmark, the least. In fact, if you're very careful and you watch, you'll notice that Ingvid itself does something. It changes the colors. Anything under 70% will come out as red, meaning you didn't quite score enough to say you've mastered it. If you get green, it's saying, hey, good for you, that's good. And then you can get gold. And that is, you are the king or queen, baby. You wear the crown. That means you've mastered the system, right? That's fantastic. So do that. If you get less than 70%, what I would suggest is you go back and watch the video again, because there's clearly some key things that you didn't catch. And because of the quiz, you can look at what you got wrong, right? And you can say, hey, I made a mistake here and here and here. I need to watch that section of the video and try and get that. And maybe get better questions to get my friends to help me with in the comment section. And if you look over the comment section, you'll see many times people helping each other with those questions that you might have. Was that helpful? I know it's more than helpful. And before I forget, here's how you can get the latest videos from myself and the other teachers, guaranteed to come to you. Because some of you don't know this, but unless you subscribe, you don't know what we're putting out. So you need to subscribe, not just to myself, but if you have other teachers that you like, you need to subscribe to those teachers as well. Okay? There's no money involved with this. Don't worry. It's YouTube. It's free. You don't have to pay. What this does is it just says that if I have a new video, you'll get a notice saying, hey, James's new video, his latest video is out. Go watch it now. And it'll be ready waiting for you. But also, don't forget that if there are other teachers you like, you need to subscribe to each one individually. One button does not cover all. And if you do that, you'll be one happy camper. Hey, listen. I hope you've enjoyed this lesson because although it's not directly on English, it's the way to best maximize your way of learning English, right? We've learned how the system works by using the closed caption, the settings button, and the full screen. And you've got tips on how to maximize your learning from my videos or any of the other teachers. I'm looking forward to seeing you again. Once again, thanks for helping come to Ingvid. Don't forget to subscribe, and you see me doing this because I know depending on what you're using, the subscribe button can be anywhere. And don't forget to go to www.ing, as in English, vid as in video.com. Subscribe now. Thank you. See you later.